Hello again, Detective. It's me. Working late today, of all days. Did you find a new clue, perhaps? Some stray fingerprint I overlooked? Or a witness who caught a glimpse of me as I crept away from a crime scene? Or do you just have nothing better to do on Valentine's Day than sit in the office and go over old files about me? Which one are you looking at tonight? The New York heist? The Paris con? The South Georgia Island caper? Oh man, you have failed to catch me so many times. Oh, this call is quite untraceable. It's so sweet of you to worry, though. Sometimes I wonder whose side you're really on. Of course there are sides. On your side are the law, order, rules, work, drudgery. On my side are freedom, beauty, wealth, excitement, and independence. Yes, it does get lonely, I'll admit. Never using my real name, never sleeping in the same place twice, never able to build a relationship past a quick fuck in a hotel bed or restaurant bathroom. But you're always thinking of me, aren't you, Detective? Not even the most jealous lover spends the time and energy tracking their partner as you do me. It's an obsession, isn't it? Wondering about me. What I'm doing, what I'm thinking, where I am, and where I'm going next. But you have other questions, don't you? More personal questions, like, what do I smell like? What kind of panties do I like to wear? How would my breasts feel in your hands? How would my pussy taste on your lips? Is that why you're in the office tonight, Detective? Some time alone, so you can think about me? Oh, I hope so. Me? I just finished a simple lift. Nothing I can tell you about, of course, other than it's very, very shiny. A special Valentine's present for myself, you know. I'm wearing the piece now, in fact. Just that. No other clothes at all. Can you imagine? Oh, don't you want to? I was lying on the soft hotel bed admiring my new prize when I started thinking of you. The noble policeman, always on my trail, defending society from naughty girls like me, right? It's enough to make a lady swoon, don't you think? Thinking leads to touching, and, you know, I've been rubbing myself for almost an hour. Very gently, very slowly, like a bow across the string of a violin. I'm quite flush and wet. I almost wish you were here. Do you fantasize about what you would do if you catch me? Because I do. I imagine it lots of different ways. I imagine you find me in a hotel, much like the one I'm in now. Expensive, with fine furniture and a beautiful view. And an enormous bed. You've put all the clues together and you've cornered me. And tonight you'll pay me back for every humiliation I've inflicted over the years. Every time I called in the middle of the night to tease you, every time I slipped away and left you with nothing. So you instruct your men to wait outside. This is something you want to do alone. When you come in, I try to say something, to beg or plead, or even tell a joke, but there's no time for talk. You've heard enough of my voice. You're not interested. You force my hands behind my back and snap the cuffs on, pushing me face down onto the bed. I struggle, but you're too strong. You read me my rights as you lift my skirt up over my ass. With one savage pull, my panties are down around my ankles. I cry and squirm as you spank my ass red, kicking my legs, trying to get away, but it's no use. I'm where I belong now. I'm in your power. Oh. This is what I imagined might happen. I'm sure you'd never touch a suspect. Even one that's been teasing and taunting and evading you for years. No, no, you're far too good for that, aren't you? We're all so lucky you're out there, our white knight, keeping us safe. But this is my fantasy. Indulge a lady on Valentine's, won't you? Where was I? You have me cuffed on the bed, ass glowing. I've been so bad for so many years. The lying, the stealing. I've been a truly naughty girl. This is what I deserve. And you know it. I know it. My body knows it. My nipples are hard and sensitive, and my pussy is so wet. I can't see you from where I am, face down on the bed, hands locked behind me, but I can sense your presence above me. I'm trembling. What are you going to do next? You grab my legs and pull them apart, spreading me wide on the bed for you. My exposed pussy is soaked. When you rub your hands along my slick thighs, you laugh at me, at my need, as my body surrenders to you. I can't help it. Even though you're my enemy. You're my enemy. I want to be free. I jump and moan when you slap my pussy. It hurts, but the pleasure is greater. I feel so good. Every strike sends a rush of pleasure through me. I'm wet and quivering underneath you. The sheets are soft, but your hands are so rough. The cuffs are tight on my wrists. They feel like jewelry. Like a gift. You twist me over, face up now. You grab my hair in your fist and drag my head over to the edge of the bed. And this is when I see your cock for the first time, throbbing and hard as a truncheon. You slap my face with it, then lift it up and rest your balls on my nose, forcing me to inhale you, to be subdued by your scent. It makes me dizzy. You tap your cock head against my lips, and I want to open them for you. I want to please you with my mouth, but I know I shouldn't. I know that you're my enemy. You want to put me in a cage. You pinch my nose, heavy fingers closing off the air. I try to hold my breath. I try to black out, but my body won't let me. I need to breathe. I need to please you. I open my mouth with a gasp, and your cock pushes in, and it's a relief when it does. Fuck. I'm so wet, Detective. Ugh. You're not gentle. You lean over me and thrust until your cock is in my throat, your sack slapping heavily against my face. The smell and taste of you engulf me completely. And my mouth gushes with drool. My tongue glides around your cock, feeling the heat of it, your pulse through it, trying to give you greater pleasure. You reach over my supine body and touch my pussy gently, a contrast to the rough treatment of my face. Oh, it feels so good, your touch. Two thick fingers stroking along my slit, using your thumb to tease my clit. Soon, I'm bucking my hips up at your hand, desperate for more, and you oblige me, dipping your fingers into my flooded hole. The feeling of fullness, of pleasure, electrifies my entire body. You curl your fingers inside me and caress me from the inside, and I moan around your cock in my throat. You really do know how to treat a woman, Detective. But too soon, you're ready. You take your hands away from my aching pussy. You pull your cock out of my throat, and I'm left so empty, so desperate. With deep moans, you stroke yourself over me. Your cock throbs in your pumping hand. Oh, come on me. Oh, please come on me. Mark me. Claim me. With a howl, you erupt. Your cum coats my face, the sudden heat of your seed scalding my chin, my cheek, my forehead. You turn me on the bed so I'm facing the mirror, so I can see your cum dripping out of me. It shines in the dim light. Oh, I'm beautiful. I expect it's over now, your pleasure taken. But all I can think about is my own need. Please, please take the handcuffs off so I can touch you myself. Or put a pillow between my thighs so I can rut myself for you. I need to come. Oh, I need release, please. Oh, but you're still hard. You climb onto the bed behind me and lift my legs up until my knees are against my shoulders. Your cock pressed against my eager cunt. I beg you to push it in, but you tease me, rubbing it against my lips and clit until I'm a babbling mess, painted in your cum, desperate for you to enter me and give me what I need. Oh, please, please give me what I need. Give it to me. Give me your cock. Please give it to me. This is how you make bad girls good. I want to be good. Please make me good. Make me a good girl. Make me your good girl. Give me your cock. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, and finally you do. Your cock sinking into me in one thrust. Oh, my greedy, wet pussy, open and ready for you. Even though you've already come, your cock is hard and hot as you press into me until you're completely buried inside me. Oh, don't I feel so good? My pussy is wet and tight and just so hot for you. A pussy worth chasing, worth taking. Oh, your strong chest is pressed into me. And my face is in your neck, whimpering and moaning into you, smelling your sweat and your cum. And I can't resist leaving my own mark on you. I bite down on your shoulder, and you laugh. As I feel the metallic taste of blood flow across my tongue, you increase your pace, lifting my legs higher and higher until you're pounding down into me, fucking me into this mattress. The beautiful steel loops of the handcuffs dig into my skin, bruising me, rough kisses on my skin. Oh, I need to come. Keep thrusting into me. Please don't stop. Will you touch me? I can't touch myself. I can't do it. You locked me up. You caught me. You claimed me. So please touch me. Please fuck me. I'll be good. I promise I'll be your good girl now. So please make me come. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh. 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 Maybe that's not how it would go at all. Maybe you would take my hand and beg to run away with me. Ask me to save you from your dreary life of law and order, to bring you into my world of freedom and beauty. What do you think? Oh, you surprise me, detective.
Oh, I have to go. Room service is here. And then I have a date later this evening. What fun. He's going to find me unusually needy tonight, thanks to you. I doubt we'll make it past the appetizer. Give my regards to the boys in blue, won't you? Happy Valentine's Day, Detective. Don't work too hard now.